Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Joining us is Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes, who tells me when he's hungry, one of the first places that come to mind isn't a traditional brick-and-mortar restaurant, but rather a food truck.
You know, that's right, Tony. I really do enjoy the food trucks, and with spring right around the corner, I propose that everyone go out and enjoy a Texas food truck. This growing trend has become a phenomenon lately. Food trucks can be found in every large downtown area in Texas, and they're growing. And according to the research that we found, the number of food trucks has grown about almost 10%. Nearly 3 million food trucks cruise the streets across the country. It's not just a trend here in Texas. Across the world, it's said that nearly 2.5 billion people eat street food almost every day.
Sounds like that's become big business.
Well, it sure has, Tony. And you know that an early version of the modern-day food truck got its start right here in Texas. An idea for a mobile kitchen concept was born in 1866 when a rancher named Charles Goodnight began his preparations for a huge cattle drive. Determined to figure out how to cook on the road, he outfitted a durable U.S. Army surplus wagon with kitchen amenities and essentially created one of the first kitchens on wheels. Of course, that's what we call the chuck wagon.
Wow, how's TDA involved?
Well, the Texas Department of Agriculture's Go Texan program is currently wrapping up what was a great traveling food truck festival event where we partnered with HEB. It's called the Primo Picks Roadshow, and it highlights locally sourced Texas-made foods in cities throughout the state.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.